Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. 500 some years after his death, Christopher Columbus is no longer lionized in all quarters as the hero who sailed the ocean blue. These days, his statues are as likely to be met with protests as with praise, and a growing movement hopes to replace the holiday that's long celebrated him with a far different kind of day. A delegation of Native Americans first proposed the idea of Indigenous Peoples Day in 1977. In the 42 years that have followed, more and more cities and organizations are formally recognizing the day, and they're doing it instead of, not in addition to, Columbus Day. Here to get us up to speed on this day and what it means to Native Americans is Suzanne Michelle White. She's a high school science teacher in the Ferguson-Florissant School District. She's also a member of the Choctaw Tribe of Oklahoma and a descendant of Cherokee, Delaware, and Lumbee nations and tribes. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Alito, Jama Chokma.
For those of you listening, will you be celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day today? How will you be celebrating, or do you still celebrate Columbus Day? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Or you can send us a tweet at STL on Air or email us at talk@stlpublicradio.org. Now, Suzanne, when I welcomed you to the show, you responded in a language that I must admit I don't think I've ever heard before. Tell us what that was and what you said.
It's actually Chata, which is more traditional, how you would say Choctaw, which is my tribe. I'm a member of the Choctaw Tribe of Oklahoma. And I've actually been, over the past few years, I've actually been taking language courses. So, a lot of times when I have the opportunity to say it, I will. I sort of mess up with my my students because I'll come in and start talking and they just look at me like, Miss White, what are you doing?
Well, here on the show, it was very nice to hear this. So tell us, you're here to talk about Indigenous Peoples Day. What does that mean to you?
It's a celebration of the Native peoples, both in North and South America and in between. It's been a thing of where, you know, we have a Columbus Day, but understand that it has never, you know, really been positive because, you know, first of all, he never really made it to North America. He landed in the Caribbean.
He stopped a bit short.
Yeah, stopped a bit short and went down to South America. But in, you know, because of at that time period, I'm sure the Europeans were going, hey, we got new lands. But it's like, but there's people there. And through his efforts and other European efforts, a lot of that culture has been destroyed.
But, so much more of a mixed legacy than maybe we were taught as children in school.
Oh, yeah. When I was growing up, you know, you really didn't hear about the Native people. You know, really in elementary school, I was basically told they were gone. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. I'm not here? So you have that. I know with my family, my grandmother, as she said, she was white enough to pass. So we really didn't talk about it much.
So your teachers might not have been aware that here in their class was someone of Native descent.
And probably, you know, there's other ones, you know, but it's a thing of where it's, you know, people tend to separate. Because when they think about Native Americans, they always think about the past. It's like, no, we're still here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not in a large population. I think it's like 2% of the United States population is Native American. But in that, there is a very rich culture, and that's what I like to celebrate about Indigenous Peoples Day. You know, there are a lot of different people, there's a lot of different tribes, and in each one of those, you have wonderful artists, wonderful people, and there's a lot to learn still. But like I said, everybody thinks of it in the past.
Being it's like, no, we're past. Here. For those of us who aren't Native American, how would you want to see us acknowledge this day or to honor it? Is this something where there's events that happen or more something where you just want us to be more mindful of these contributions?
Well, you have it where, you know, Native Americans actually contributed a lot to the development of the Americas. So we have to think about that. Maybe it's a thing of where going to a museum and seeing the art, appreciating, hate to say it, we got Native American movies. Go out and watch one. So there's different things that can be done, but think about how you celebrate your normal holidays and just have maybe more of an influence on that because there are, you know, artists, there's musicians, there's comedians, there's actors, there's singers, there's poets. celebrate those.
You mentioned movies for people who are just, maybe aren't as mobile. Is there a particular movie that you'd point to as saying this is something that it's not just the Hollywood version of life? Maybe I shouldn't have put you on the spot with that.
Well, there's a lot of movies I enjoy. I think about movie that was based off Sherman Alexie's book, Smoke Signals. I enjoy watching that one.
Okay. That's a good recommendation for our listeners. We heard from Rachel on Twitter. She says that she's a, quote, Italian-American in favor of Indigenous Peoples Day. Ditch that other guy. There are much better Italians we could honor. Are you starting to hear people more falling into that camp where they're ready to give Columbus the boot?
I'm hearing a lot of it. There's a statue locally.
The one in Tower Grove Park.
Right. And there have been protesters on both sides, one to save, both to save it, both to get rid of it. And it might sound very simplistic in probably some federal people use. The guy got lost. We know what his goal was, but he didn't make that goal. So he's famous for discovering a place that already existed.
Mm-hmm.
So, if he did something else that was validated, I would probably say go for it. But the fact that this is what we celebrate and this is what we've put in so many history books is like, check your history before you tell me about it.
Now, you mentioned that statue in Tower Grove Park. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of controversy earlier this year. There was some talk about maybe even removing it, and they've recently announced that they're not going to be removing it, but that instead they're going to add some context around it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I'd be in favor of that. The thing is that we do have to learn from our history. We just can't erase it. That's usually how we make mistakes. If you forget your past, it tends to repeat. But if they can put it in context, this is what happened, this is what resulted, I would be in favor of that. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of discussions about taking down, Confederate statues as well. Again, we can't forget our past. But we have to learn from it.
What are some issues that are currently important to the Native community that you wish people would pay more attention to?
They're still having problems with the different types of pipelines going through territory.
Some of these gas and oil type pipelines.
Right, because the one they had up north of us was actually originally supposed to go through a near city. They said they didn't want it, so they dropped it down into Native American land, which is actually burial grounds. And it's like, okay, you're going to put that through a cemetery?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that to our cemeteries, but you're willing to do it here.
Yeah, interesting that there'd be such a different take.
Right.
Just because there's not traditional headstones.
Right.
That people wouldn't take that so seriously.
Right.
So you'd like to see more attention paid to that issue.
Mm-hmm. There's a big thing about the missing women. Missing and murdered women of Indigenous tribes. There's a huge number. It's a high percentage, more than most people would actually think.
So you'd want to see people pay attention to that issue.
Right.
We recently saw the St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, who's a member of the Cherokee Nation, discuss with a reporter the fact that he wasn't a big fan of the Atlantic Braves' tomahawk chop, and they ended up making some big changes to how they ran that final game in the series. Were you surprised that his comments had such a big impact?
I think they're listening more. When I was in college, it was a year that the Atlanta Braves had reached the World Series. And I was at Arkansas State University, the home of the Indians. So a Memphis radio station sent a crew over to our school, and apparently they were asking for actual Indians on the campus. So they found me, and they started talking to me. And I said, okay. And I explained to them what the problem was. And then I said, oh, when is this going to be on the air? They told me. So that night I went home. Hey, Mom, we got to watch the radio and watch the TV station. I'm going to be on the air. So we get to that time, and they start showing the spot. And I was noticing under most of the people it said Indian descendant. And they're going, I had no problem. I have no problem. They get to me, and under my name is Native American activist. And I'm going, Mom, I got a title. And basically they were running the reasoning why. So, it's been an issue, but now I think we're getting more media through Facebook and stuff like that, there's more of a push. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one thing. But yeah, it's been a problem. You know, a lot of mascots have been a problem, mm-hmm. if you think about it.
But now you think people are sort of coming around understanding it's not just an activist, you're also a member of the community,
right.
seeing that differently.
Right.
We've got time for just one last question, but I think it's kind of a timely one because Halloween is coming up and there's always that person who wants to dress like a quote unquote Indian for Halloween. What would you want them to think about as they're contemplating that question this year?
Would it be appropriate to come in blackface?
That's a pretty simple response telling.
But it is. It's, you know, you're talking about dressing up as a person that exists still today. You know, you're seeing all these politicians who are getting in trouble because in the past they've dressed up like that. And you basically still want to do this? But you have that with most cultures. It's inappropriate. You know, you don't make a mockery of someone like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that can actually apply to, you know, different cultures, Japanese, Chinese, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
You know, you would say don't wear that
costume. Don't. You know, yeah. There's a lot of other options.
So, Suzanne Michelle White, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I got to say, just for those of you listening and can't see Suzanne here, she's wearing a great T-shirt herself. I've been looking at this all show. It says, Native Americans discovered Columbus. That's a different way of looking at history, and it certainly makes you think twice. Yeah. So thank you so much for being here. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com. Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.